We've got head coach Bob McKillop joining us live here. It's time for today's post-game coaches show presented by Bearings. And, Coach, a tremendous game by the Davidson Wildcats here today overall. It came down to the end. Give us your thoughts overall on the performance.
Well, we fought the entire game, 40 minutes. There was mistakes here, mistakes there. And I'm sure each guy in the team reflects back upon one mistake they made that could have won us the game, whether it happened in the first 5 minutes of the game, the last 5 minutes of the half, opening minutes of the half, or at the end of the game. We got a great look that we wanted at the end of the game. We went for the win. We thought we had that shot, and it just didn't go down.
Hey, Coach, you talk about that last play. Was that how you guys drew it up, or what was option 1, 2, 3 on that inbound?
Well, on the three-second play, option one was to go to Lee, and what they did was they really crowded him. Option two was to go to Luca, and he was not really in a position where he could catch it and shoot, nor catch it and hand off. And option three was to throw it to Sam and have Kellen run off him, and Kellen either get the shot or Sam get the shot. And they just jumped onto Kellen and got Sam open, and he wound up shooting the ball.
Now, Coach, all afternoon, even from the onset or outside of this game, this Davidson team looked very confident. Do you contribute that to your leadership?
I think the experience of our senior class, Carter Kellen and Bates, was pivotal. I thought Luka Brajkovic was sensational. Sam, I thought, was superb. I thought we had a lot of guys making some outstanding plays during the game.
Hey, Coach, you look at a team like Texas, you know they're going to be aggressive in attack. I thought you guys did extremely well in returning the attack mode.
Yeah, we were attacking constantly, and we pushed the ball. I thought a couple of times we got caught not sprinting back on defense, and it gave them, I would say, 4 or 5 baskets that I thought were pivotal in the game in terms of them getting that lead early.
You talk about points in the paint. You guys, I mean, as well as you could do, I would think, both teams, you equaled them with 34 points in the paint.
I thought that, all of our big guys, Nelson, Bates, Sam, Kellen, and Luca, all did a terrific job in playing their role, moving the ball inside out, getting themselves open. And let me tell you, those were some very big and athletic front court players that they had.
Coach, what were they doing in defending Lee? He only ended up with 3 shots from the floor.
I think what happened was they had shut him down early so effectively and so efficiently. He stopped using his cuts and he stopped using his fakes to get open, and he tried to go directly to the ball. And they did an outstanding job of keeping him from the ball. They switched onto him sometimes. They switched rotated defenders on him multiple times. So they did a superb job on it.
And finally, Coach, what was your message to the guys in the locker room following this game?
Yeah, we can't put it on one play at the end of the game. It was a different one play multiple times during the game. And if one of those things had changed, they need to reflect back upon that and think about how well we did play and how hard we did fight, and that we get a great opportunity in front of us again tomorrow.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you, Jared.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Bearings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Bearings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit bearings.com.